Let me see what I'm getting the CDI back here. I was getting it at about an S9 before. Now it's coming back about a 7.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I just heard it ID. Barely heard it ID. I don't get it as well over here. Of course, I'm only in a mobile with a small mobile antenna.
And that other 440 side of that one that you talked to that guy, Bob or whatever, 445, 125, that had another repeater coming in on it this morning also.
Yeah, as soon as I have time, I think I'm going to try to get the 857 in the car and try to put this one in my wife's car as a permanent temporary mobile for her car. You know, so when I drive the kids around or have to go somewhere in her car any distance, at least I've got a radio that's all set up to go.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time walking today. I got that arthritis in that big toe on my right foot, and I cut the grass yesterday, and I forgot to change my shoes. I had these new sneakers on, and I did a job on my foot. I am limping all over the place. I was in pain all night sleeping.
Well, I'm a firm believer in drugs. I've got a, I don't know, pinched nerve or something, or a pulled muscle in my back that the chiropractor hasn't been able to help for the past couple of days. It's right near my shoulder blade, and it hurts like hell. You know, you turn your head one particular direction and it hurts. And I didn't want to struggle with that last night. I wanted to get a nice night's sleep, so I popped some ibuprofen, and that usually works real well, and it did. I was able to fall asleep and wake up when the dog started to bark. Luckily, that coincided with the alarm clock going off.
N10U KD2BOR. Yeah, I was scrolling around eBay yesterday. Guy's got a nice 641 up there on eBay. It's at $299 with 17 hours to go.
That's the tri-band. Or is that a dual band with 220?
No, the 641's the tri-band. It's got the all three bands in it. 220, 2 meter, 440.
And what'd you say it's up to?
299.
It's pretty cheap. Should go a lot higher. What's his rating?
100% positive feedback, $35.99.
Well, that's pretty good. A lot of pictures of it?
Yeah, shows it lit up. One thing I could see possibly is wrong with it. He doesn't mention it, but it doesn't look like the panel lights are working. But it shows all three bands. It's got the tone board in it.
I'm surprised he doesn't mention that unless just the way he took the picture. They don't look like they're on.
Well, every other one that I've seen lit up shows clearly that the lights are lit up. And it also comes with an Astron RS-20M dual meter power supply.
Well, that's fine and dandy. Unfortunately, those power supplies add a lot to the shipping. Because they're heavy.
Oh, it's not going to add nothing to the shipping on this, because this thing is free shipping.
That sounds too good to be true, that deal.
Tell you right now, if I had the extra cash floating around, I'd be watching this all day. But I don't. But just nice to watch it. Radio looks nice, very clean.
I'll have to pull that up when I get to work, take a look at it. Yeah, I don't have the money either, unfortunately, but, yeah, it would be nice.
Got my new 7900. Put that on the card today.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm, making my way to the George. A little reluctantly, but they didn't give much information about the outbound. Inbound sounds like a mess. The outbound, they just said that there's two lanes upstairs closed. They didn't mention anything about the lower level. I wish they'd give as many details outbound as they do for the inbound to tell you whether traffic's moving or whether it's, you know, heavy or what. Guess I'll find out the hard way this morning. I didn't feel like going over the Tappan Zee.
Can't say I blame you. So what time are you leaving tomorrow to go get your kid?
Hopefully early. I've got the guy that's going to watch the dog coming over at 5 a.m. So we're hoping to leave at least by then, at the latest. Probably a little bit earlier. He's got a key to the garage. Garage door opener to get in. So it depends on my wife. You know, you know me. I can get up whenever. Depends on her getting out of bed and ready. I told her to take a shower Friday night. But you know how it is with women and their hair. Me, I don't have that problem.
No, it's got Echo Lake and HF, N1LU, KD2BOR.
I heard all that except the HF. I didn't know it had HF. I guess it's linked into maybe a 10-meter repeater or something. That's nice that it has Echolink. I'll have to look that one up.
Yep, it's the time of the year, Charlie. The bands are going to open up. It was guys on 520 tonight. I was scrolling around. There was all kinds of stuff coming in.
You mean Simplex?
Yeah, it was on 520. It was a bunch of guys talking Simplex.
Oh, really? I'll have to monitor that a little bit more often now.
Yeah, Louie, I was talking to Louie yesterday on the 880 machine. He heard something coming in. I didn't hear it. 220 was open the day before, a heck of a lot better than yesterday, but it was open.
Yeah, I've never worked a 220 or a 440 band opening, for that matter. So what's the national calling frequency for 220, the 500?
That's what I got in there. That's what I read on the internet, 223-500.
All right, I'll have to listen to that every so often. Whenever I think band conditions are right. I'm sure we'll have somebody from Cape Cod joining us one morning on this machine.
Yeah, this repeater goes back to, it goes back to the Rocky Hill Donkey Dusters, Goof Brook Lane, Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
Can't wait to get that CX-333 up and see what I can hear on that thing.
Got another one coming in too right now. That must be the one in Massachusetts.
Oh, I didn't hear anything over here. About a half a mile away from the George. I'll find out if I made a mistake this morning. Tomorrow should be interesting when my wife and I take off. I don't know which way we're going to go. I think we usually go up over the Tap and then down the Garden State, so we should have no trouble. We don't usually go over the George Washington Bridge. You hook up on the turnpike just after the, I think it's like exit 138 or something. On the Garden State, we hook up over to the turnpike.
Yeah, I forget what the exit. The only one I know is if I leave here and I'm going down the shore, I go to Turnpike to exit 11 and pick up the parkway just before the Driscoll Bridge and 287.
Oh, geez, I just saw red lights. I thought it was my exit ramp closed, but it's a cop. It's got a truck pulled over. Let's see. Okay, it looks like it's moving good. My direction. So that was good. It's I always have three warnings when I get up in the morning on my phone. And they usually say New York. New York bound traffic, which is the inbound. Outbound would be New Jersey bound. So when I see New Jersey, that's when I go to the Tappan Zee. It's not even worth taking a chance.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you do it every day, but you do. How far are you from Hartford, Connecticut, Joey?
A little little bit over an hour, I think. Not too far.
Yeah, that's what they're showing, this KB1 CDI. It says Hartford, Connecticut.
I'll tell you, if I had a better antenna system at the house, be a little higher, a little less trees, I could probably get into that on a good day. I haven't tried it lately with the beam. And man, you have to, just for the hell of it. I don't do too, for some reason, to the north or to the northeast of me, which is the direction of Hartford, Milford. There's some 220 machines up there. I don't do that great up there. Come on, asshole, don't you see me? There must be a hill or something. I don't want to say mountains. What we have out here are not mountains.
Yeah, you got a little noisy here. Did you go through a tunnel or something? I didn't get that last comeback.
All right, I went under the apartment. Just getting on the bridge.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You got a little noisy there.
Be pretty foggy out. I can't see the city.
I see some lights. I'm looking out my front door, but I really can't tell. Yeah, I think I could see the city from here.
You got your overhead door open?
Yeah, I only got it up halfway, but I can see some lights out to my right.
Great night for sleeping. It was in the high 50s by me. I had the fan going in the window. It was like having really good air conditioning.
Yeah, I didn't need no air last night. It was cool. I was tossed and turned. I'm going to be beat by the time this day is over.
Yeah, I think even if you only get a couple of hours of sleep, 4 or 5, if they're nice, solid hours, you know, where you're, you know, really in a deep sleep, I think they work out better than if you toss and turn for 8 hours.
And 1OU, KD2VOR. Like you said, it was, my foot was bothering me all night. It kept waking me up.
Boy, gas is really climbing in Connecticut. It was 284, 285. Went up like another 6 cents, I think, from the other day. Yeah, I think they're really looking to get to $3. It's almost there here in New Jersey.
Well, the cheapest in New Jersey is in Ocean View, New Jersey. It was updated 3 hours ago. $2.05.
Pretty good. It's in the 240s here on Route 46. I saw one that was 249. But $2.05. Where the hell is that town?
Down the shore somewhere. I'm really not too sure. I heard of it. It's Ocean View. I'm not sure.
I guess with a name like that, it's close to the ocean. $2.05. Yeah, I'd settle for that. That's real cheap.
And the next cheapest jumps to 221 for cash, and that's in Brick. It's on Route 88, Jordan Road. I know where that is.
Yeah, well, I'll find out Monday what it is down by my son at Ryder. I think I'll take the long way down, get some of the cheaper gas down there. You hearing any of this wind noise? I cracked my window a little bit. It was starting to get toasty here in the car.
Just some mobile flutter, that's about it.
Keep seeing the sign over here. It says Bergen Turnpike. Is there a number on the Bergen Turnpike? Isn't that the one over near you?
The one by me is Route 7, the Belleville Turnpike.
Yeah, I think I asked you that once before. I was wondering if there was a major road over here I could jump on to get to you quicker, but I guess not.
I'm looking at the gas prices in your town. Oh, my God. Citgo Station on High Ridge Road. At River turn to River Road. 281 cash.
Yeah, that's one of the higher stations. We've never gotten gas there. A couple of years ago, I saw a woman that worked there pumping gas. But yeah, they've updated that station a little bit. It's got a nice convenience store attached to it, so I guess they're charging higher prices to compensate for the construction that they did.
There's only one gas station they're showing in Stamford right now under $3 for high test. Everything else starts climbing big.
Yeah, we just use regular. What do you use in your truck?
That's what it calls for, regular.
I don't know what my wife's car calls for, but I think the high test is for those high performance sports cars or something. I've never bought high test in my entire life. I just never had that kind of a car.
I have, but the hot rods I've had when I was younger, you had to run high test. Debbie, when she had the BMW until she lost the job, that was a turbo. She needed high test in that too.
So it's not just hype. Some cars really do need that grade.
Yes, they do.
Be sure never to buy one of those.
I know what you mean. Let me know when you're getting close to work. I got a few things I got to do around here.
I have a feeling my boss's Porsches and Mercedes all use high test. Yeah, I'm about 3 miles away. If you want to do what you got to do, go ahead. I'll be fine from here.
Let me do that, Chow. I got to start working on brakes on the car here. Have a good weekend. Safe drive tomorrow. If I don't talk to you, we'll catch you on Monday morning. And what are you? KD2BOR.
All right, Rock. Good hearing you. I'll be talking to you. I'm trying to figure out what I want to put in my wife's car for the trip. I haven't decided yet. But you'll either hear me or you won't. We'll see what happens. Take care. Have a good day. KD2BOR and 1LU. Mobile.
Hammond, KC2ZUM, W2BOV. How are you today?
Yes, good morning, Bob. Not too bad, actually. It's warm up here. Put a nice window fan in here in the shack. I think it's too early to put the air conditioner in. I'm still paying for the winter fuel bill. Okay, I'm here. Did a lot of little work and chores and stuff. Got done early. Got the car washed, grocery shopping done, laundry done, and now I'm ready for the net. Back to you.
Morning, gentlemen. AC2T.
Okay, good morning, Paul. AC2T. I got you on the list here. Okay, Alan. Well, it sounds like you've been very productive today, and that's good. And yeah, you're entitled to a break at this point. So, fine business. A beautiful sunshine day now. It was very overcast when I got up this morning, but anyway, we've got 62 degrees here and 81% humidity. But didn't feel uncomfortable. I went out and set our recycle box back in after the trash was picked up this morning, so quite comfortable.
Hey, how are you, Paul? AC2T, W2BOB. W2BOB, AC2T, doing just fine today. The sun is shining bright, and we're getting ready to do our thing today. And tomorrow, of course, we're going to be busy with the VE session, so things are looking up. Hopefully, we'll have a great weekend, and happy Mother's Day to everybody.
NY9A.
Hey, George, good morning to you. NY9A, I got you on the list, and how are you this morning?
Oh, my God, how could you be on otherwise on a beautiful day like today? It's fantastic. I'm just enjoying the air wafting in the door here. It's wonderful. How long have we waited for this spring, right, Bob? Ooh. Anyway, good morning to you, and good morning. I heard AC2T in there. Good morning, Paul. And anybody else I missed, I'm sorry, but it's just 9 o'clock now. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, NY9A.
Okay, George, very good. Yeah, it's turning into a beautiful day. So, well, we have Alan. He was first on, and he's with us, so. Okay, it is 9 o'clock. This is the CBS Retirees Net. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And so far, we have KC2ZM, AT2T, and NY9A. And we're standing by for any other check-ins for the net.
WB2OXU.
Okay, good morning, Bill. WB2OXU also with us. Anyone else?
AA2WP, good morning, Bob.
Okay, morning, P. Alpha Alpha 2WP with us. Very good. Anyone else? Okay, well, nothing heard. We'll give another shout as we go through the list. So,
maybe just jump it in.
As we have mentioned, it's looks like a really nice day again today, and it's supposed to get up into the, I guess, the middle or high 70s. But the warm weather will be back on Monday, according to the Weather Channel. So, claim it'll back in the 80s by Saturday or Sunday, and then Monday and Tuesday it'll really get up in the 80s, but it's going to bring in stormy weather. It'll be showers Monday and thunderstorms Tuesday. But if they're accurate, fine business. We could use a little moisture. We're behind last year's moisture schedule in spite of all the snow and everything like that. Okay, not too much to report. I know we were talking antennas the last time. And I got an email from an old-time friend of mine, WA2SAY, whom I've known for 60-some-odd years. And he's had that call the whole time. he is finally in his new location. He's only lived there about 10 or 12 years. after moving from Queens County out to Suffolk in Rocky Point. He had all of his ham equipment moved out there when he moved, but he never installed any of it. And he did finally get on 2 meters with a very modest setup, and now he's getting back on a ship. So, talking slingshots, and I told him my experience, and he had already, he said he had never used the slingshot before, but he had one, and I told him we'll practice with it, and try to, if he can, try to get it up in the tree. He wants to go up into a 50-foot tree on one end of his property and a 40-footer on the other end. So I said, well, practice, you know. The monofilament is fairly cheap, so. He said he tried it. He got it exactly where he wanted it in a 50-foot tree, but the sinker never came down. And I said, what was the weight of the sinker? And he said, 1 ounce. I said, you. So we'll see how he makes out. But anyway, it is antenna weather, and that's great. Okay, with that, over to Alan, KC2ZUM, W2ELV, with the CBS for Tyree's Bet.
W2ELV, KC2ZUM. Bob, I'm staying over on Echo Link because I'm not even able to receive the repeater at this point, so I don't know why, but it dropped out. Good morning to everybody there, to Paul, to George, Bill, and Willie P. And as I was mentioning to Bob earlier, just before 9, it is nice and warm up here. Put the window fan in the window here for the shack yesterday, kind of early to put in the air conditioning. Afraid to put it in right now. I'm still paying the last winter bill there for heat and gas, which was $700. I'm not as quick to put the air conditioning in as I was last year. And pretty busy morning. I'm up every morning early. Get my wife off to her train at 4 o'clock. So from there, washed the car and did the grocery shopping and did the laundry. And now I'm sitting here in front of the microphone. My intent today is to pretty much enjoy the weather on the outdoors. So pretty much got a lot of things out of the way early this morning. So on that, I'll make my first transmission short and send it back over to you, Bob. W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
Contact.
Go ahead.
Bob, KD2CYX broke in just as you started transmitting the last time around. I don't think anybody heard him, but I heard him under you. So if you could recognize him, I'm sure Vinny would appreciate it. Back to you, Bob, and Y9A.
Okay, thanks, George. No, I didn't hear him. Vinny, let me check with you. KD2CYX, you with us?
Yeah, Bob, KD2CYX here. Thanks, George. I'll wait my turn. Back to you, Bob.
Hey, very good. Good to have you back, and we hope everything's going okay in your neck of the woods. All right, we'll get to you in a bit, and right now it's Paul's turn, AC2T, W2BOB.
W2BOB, in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. Beautiful morning, sun is shining bright. It's going to be a great day, I hope. But I'm pretty sure of that. And tomorrow's going to be another great day and the whole weekend. So, hey, we got something to be happy about. Finally, we got something in sort of like spring, but I think we're going to go right to summer next week. They say temperatures are going to go up into the 90s. Oh, well, there goes spring. A short spring, that's what we're going to have. But, hey, things are looking up, and the weather's good, so we can do a lot of work outside. That's about the main of it. So we're back to net. This is AC2T.
Okay, Paul, very good. And, yeah, well, you know, we were all commenting about the winter. And now that the warm, really warm weather is on the horizon, I'm sure we'll be complaining about that and the humidity, but it's a good change, a healthy change, I think. So that's good. Okay, George, your turn, NY9A, next, W2BOB in the CBS Retiree Center.
W2BOB and the group, NY9A. You're so right. I must tell you, though, it was delightful to get outside yesterday, and I finally took down the 10-meter ham 6 that I put up, because I think probably that fun is over. And instead, I installed my 40-meter ham 6, which I've never used, and tuned them up and got a 1.2 Vizwar on, maybe it's 7190, something like that. And it's 175 kilohertz wide. I can tell you all this because, you know, thank God I spent the money on that little antenna analyzer. You can't have an antenna and not have an antenna analyzer. I mean, good God. That rig expert has just been fantastic for me. So anyway, it's working. I haven't tried it at night yet, but I actually did hear more stations yesterday afternoon than I've ever heard during the daytime. So we'll see how it works out. W2BOB, and I hope everybody is well this morning. NY9A.
Okay, very good, George. Glad you got the 40-meter array up, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot more. You have to understand there's been another solar disturbance which is affecting all propagation. 20 meters has been up and down all week. So yesterday I was getting signal reports on the net of 10 over 9 and then an S5, and I didn't do anything. Then it came back up to 9 and up and down, so everybody else is having the same problem. And the unusual thing yesterday, we were trying to get on 14255, and somebody kept saying that there was a DX station on. None of us could hear him, but apparently, from what we learned, it was an Alpha Zero, which would be Alaska, so I guess. Anyway, so we had to move. Okay, let's go to Bill, WB2OXU next. W2BOB with the CBS Retiree Center.
BOB and the group, WB2OXU. Morning, Bob, Alan, Paul, George, Willie P, and Vinny. All's well. Sun is shining. It's like a bright day. It's about 62. It'll get warmer. So that's a good thing. Being in the 60s, first thing in the morning, it's a good sign that we're headed in the right direction. I think we're pretty much in the clear for spring and whatever else comes our way. I just don't want to hear any complaints that it's too hot or too humid, please. What we went through over the winter, nobody should be complaining. But anyway, we humans like to complain about everything. So I doubt it. No one is going to complain. W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU.
Oh, yes. I agree with him. Okay, very good, Bill. And let's go to Willie P now, Alpha 2 WP W2BOV with the CBS net. How are things in your neck of the woods, Bill?
W2BOV in the group, AA2WP. Everything is fine, Bob. 62 here in New Jersey, bright sunshine. Looks like a rather glorious day coming up, and the weekend looks pretty good, too. I was on 40 meters, sounded really crappy to me yesterday. I dropped down to 20, and I was surprised even the maritime mobile net was weak. And then I went to 17. I made some good contacts in Europe, Belgium, Czech Republic, Germany, and two in Spain, and they were all 5-9 contacts. So for me, yesterday, 17 was the charm band. So. But other than that, all is well. W2BOB in the group, AA2WP.
Okay, very good. Well, that's great. Yeah, we were telling George that if he was going to expand his antenna system, that 17 would be a good place to try it out. Okay, let's see, who's next? Vinny, KB2CYX, W2BLB, and we understand your antenna is installed, and how are you making out? Over.
W2BOB and the group, this is KD2CYX. Yeah, we had a great day on Monday. Paul and Willie T and Bill were at my house, and we pretty much got the antenna up. I tell you, Willie T is is dynamite with that slingshot. Boy, Willie, were you a sniper back in the day? Because if you were, you were... You must have been deadly. the shot you made, that last shot, was spot on. Couldn't get any better. It was right up the middle, right over the tree. And when we hoisted the legs of the inverted V, it was just right in the center of that tree, way up top. It was beautiful. Great shot. And I want to thank you very, very much. And of course, Bill and Paul, who were there helping out. And we had a good time besides. This is a lot of fun. It was a great day. Right now, we're Paul is putting the ends on the cable, which he had some extra cable left over, coax cable. And he put the ends on for me, so maybe today or whenever he gets a chance, we'll put that on. That'll be the last connection, and then we'll get it up to the radio and see how it works. Of course, we'll have to do a little analyzing of the antenna, but hey, we'll see what goes on. Okay, and I'll let it go at that for now. So back to you, Bob, W2BOB. This is KDIX.
Okay, that's great news. Very good. I think you'll have a wonderful time experimenting with the various frequencies, and even though the propagation has not been good, you're bound to hear something somewhere. So, okay, we went through the list the first time. We'll take a pause now for any other check-ins for this net. W2BOB standing by. Okay, nothing heard, so we'll get back up to the top and back to Alan, JC2ZUM, W2BOB.
W2BOB, AC2ZUM, and good morning to you, Vinny. Sounds like you guys had a lot of fun there with that slingshot there and doing everything. It reminds me of a while back, guys used to call it tower parties or whatever, back in the day in Queens, and everybody was putting up towers and different things, and they'd always have a group of people come over and help somebody out, something up, run some coax, you know, secure it. And then after everything was done and tested, and sit down at the barbecue pit there and chow down. And right now we've had great weather for these kind of projects there. That's always a good thing there, and getting things lined up for some good RF work there. I'm looking forward to getting things set up there in Florida and being able to operate for a change with something as known, what is known as outdoor antennas there. And I'm sure, as well as I can get into Florida on 20, some places, I'm sure I'll probably do good on the reverse there. And for the first time, maybe I'll be able to talk to Bob and Paul on 20 directly there. That will be very interesting there. So back over to you. Oh, and I was just wondering if anybody knew what, let me drop for a second here. Yesterday up here, because I've been hearing bits and pieces and I haven't really seen much on the news, we had major traffic jams up here yesterday. I do know that the Beacon Bridge was shut down in both directions for a good part of the day. I do know that I-84 was shut down for a good part of the day. And all I'm hearing is that there was a shooting or something, and I haven't heard all of the details, and that's very unusual for me to not be able to get any info on a story like that. But I'm just wondering if anybody knew or heard of anything that, other than that, that happened major up here. Because it pretty much created a situation almost like Bridgegate. With a major bridge and highway being shut down, it was a nightmare for a lot of people in Westchester and further up. And just trying to get around yesterday, I know people that live in the community here, it took them 3.5 to 4 hours to get home yesterday, but nobody really knew what was going on. So if anyone knows, it would be nice to know. Was there a crime scene situation, or was it political? W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
KC2ZUM, W2BOB. I didn't see it, but my wife watched the news. Copter 7 was filming it, and all they said was, due to police activity, they had shut everything down. They didn't say why. So, I don't know. I'm sure it's, there must be something somewhere on a news radio station that would refer to it. The way you described it, it sounds like a really paralyzed whole traffic in the area. That's not good. Okay, there was something else I was going to bring up, and it slipped out. Okay, AC2T, W2BOB, over to you again, Paul.
W2BOB in the group, AC2T, Fly Business Bob. And Alan, I haven't heard anything, you know, other than what Bob said there. That's about it. They had police activity, and that was it. They shut everything down. So who knows? It'll come out sooner or later, that's for sure. But things like that do happen around here. Occasionally, I guess. I guess they happen all over the United States occasionally in different parts. And I'll tell you, some of these tornadoes that they have is something horrible. I'm glad we don't have them up in this area. But I sure feel sorry those people that are in Tornado Alley there in Oklahoma and parts like that around there. Because those things are really vicious. I was once younger when my aunt and uncle lived in Ohio, where we went to visit, and there was a storm, and after the storm, my uncle took us for a walk. We went down about 2 blocks, and one side of the street was toothpicks, and the other side wasn't touched, so they said it was a small tornado, but boy, it sure did a job. And George, just wondering, after the net, I'd like to give you a landline if it's possible. You know, just tell me if it's possible, and I'll try to give you a call after the net. So W2BOB, AC2T. And 20 meters was pretty good last night. I heard John very clear. So we'll see what happens. Back to net. This is AC2T.
Okay, Paul, AC2T, W2BOB, and the CBS retirees. I could hear John's voice yesterday, but I had to rely on the computer hookup to really understand what he was saying. Propagation was not all that great at that hour yesterday. Okay, George, you're next, NY9A, W2BOB.
Well, thank you. And Paul, by all means, I'll be standing by for your call. Carry the phone around in my pocket. I hope you'll forgive me if I correct you a little bit, because a couple, 3 years ago, right here in Tarrytown, we did have a tornado pass us by. It started out as a water spout near the Throgneck Bridge, and it made landfall just a little bit to the west of us, hopped its way up the hill, and then hopped over to another hill on the other side here, and came down on 9A and trashed California Closets warehouse, and it was hell to behold. I've always been fascinated by tornadoes, but I'd rather see films about them and watch them from a great distance. And you can understand why. They're just too powerful. Other than that, everything is going good. I'm pleased as I can be to have the antenna up, and I can wait for the propagation to improve. And it'll give me something to look forward to. W2BOB in the group, NY9A.
Okay, George, NY9A, W2BOB. Yeah, we've had them out here, microbursts and things like that, destroyed factories and things. No homes were really severely damaged, but there was a lot of damage from trees coming down and stuff. But yeah, we were following the Oklahoma outburst again, and son of a gun, it started Oklahoma City, southwest of Oklahoma City, and started moving east directly towards Moore, Oklahoma, which has been hit by every tornado they ever had down there. And naturally, the magnetism of mobile home parks and UV parks attracted them. So they showed one UV park where all of these expensive motor homes were lying on their roofs, and not good. That's to be sure. Meanwhile, our station that is down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was spared on that round of storm activities that hit Oklahoma City. So, apparently moved further north before it got to Tulsa. Okay, I did want to say, we had an unusual occurrence here at this home last evening, last night. My wife was watching the 11 o'clock news, and the doorbell rang. And she said, "Well, who the heck could that be at this house?" And I said, "I have no idea." Well, then it rang again twice rapidly, and again. So I said, "I guess we better see who it is." So we opened the door, and there was the daughter of one of our next-door neighbors. They had been away to Orlando, Florida, and went to Disney World. Her father is 90 years old, and she said she had to push him around in a wheelchair at Epcot. And they have close kin down there. I think her brother's auto dealer down there someplace. But anyway, they get back late, and my wife has been feeding their cat while they've been away. So the gal came to retrieve the key to the house, but it was kind of late. So, well, they were trying to get everything back in order before too long. Anyway, that was the unusual thing here. And speaking of cats, we've noticed there's been a black and white cat in our backyard, usually around the same time each day, and it drinks out of our... We have two bird baths, one on a pedestal and the other on the ground, and it drinks out of the one on the ground. So yesterday I was getting the car back out of the garage, and I happened to look between our garage and the one next door, and I see this black and white form, and it was the cat sleeping at the very end of it. So I don't know if it's feral or just one that they let out. It's hard to tell. It doesn't want anything to do with people. Okay, with that, WB2OXU next. W2BOV with CBS retirees.
And 2NBR.
Okay, John, we got you. You're on the list. And 2NBR. Bill, over to you.
W2BOV on the group. WB2OXU. Yeah, likewise, all I heard was that there was police activity. Then later last night, around 11 o'clock, what I heard was that somebody had shot at the police, and they were trying to find the guy, but nothing more than that. and I've looked around this morning online and haven't been able to find anything either. Only closure for I-84 was back in February during the snowstorm. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was a jailbreak. There's a jail up that way. And many, many, many years ago, I got stuck on that I-84 coming home. Jailbreak, and they were looking guys. The state troopers were all over the place checking individual cars. But haven't heard anything else, much too much out there, except for police activity. Yeah, I almost kicked over the rabbit the other day as I was walking out the front. I was sitting there, and I didn't expect it. I know they're around. I've seen them before, but I didn't expect them to be at that smack in the middle of the walkway. He just took a hop, turned around and looked up at me like, you know, what are you trying to do, man? I'm only minding my own business here, munching on some grass and flowers. But they're all out. We got a whole family of them around here. W2BOB and the group. WB2OXU. And good morning to you, John. Good to hear you.
Contact.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I got my answer. It was a carjacking. Police shot and killed the suspect there. And so it was a major crime scene. And I attempted to carjack a vehicle at knife point. And all of these closures included 9 and 90 as well. So that's what it was. Back to you, Bob. Thank you for the contact.
Okay, very good, Alan. Thanks for the update. Obviously, it was a very serious incident. Okay, Alpha Alpha 2 WP. Willie P is next for the CBS Retiree Show. This is W2BOB. Go ahead, Willie P.
W2BOB in the group, AA2WP. Boy, I love a story with a happy ending like that. A carjacker with a knife, and the way he ended, good for him. Vinny, it was my pleasure coming over and that shot. I'm glad you gave me a call. You remembered to do that. Sniper? No, I wasn't a sniper, but I was a pretty good shot. I always have been. And Bob, in that vein, if you want to get rid of that cat, give me a call. I'll come over with my slingshot. That black and white will be gone. Anyway, as far as tornadoes go, it seems like those mobile home parks are like tornado magnets that they're in. Turn them all upside down. When I was up at the Pierce factory in Appleton, Wisconsin, they have certain areas of the building marked as tornado shelters, and they have these big signs. So first time I went up there, I inquired about it, and they said, well, the bathrooms are tornado shelters because they don't have any windows. So I decided that if a tornado hits, I'm going to go in the ladies' room because might as well be with good company if you're going to get hit with a tornado. W2BOB in the group, AA2WP.
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't blame you. That's good. That reminds me of the story of my friend who had lost his vision. And he flew a lot. He got free flights because he used to work for the airline. And they, you know, there's always a system to get on the plane and everything else. And but he was very dedicated to doing it on his own if he could. But I do remember, I forget which airport it was, but some airport, he had someone directing him to the men's room, which was right next to the ladies' room. The entrances were right side by side, and he went in the wrong one. So. And he knew he made a mistake when he started to hear women screaming. So you'll have to bear up with that, Willie Craig. Okay, with that, no, as far as the cat is concerned, since we've lived here, we have owned 6 cats, not all at the same time. But unfortunately, they all passed due to one disease after another, and after a lot of veterinarian bills as well. But now we take cats as friendly critters if they want to be. So that's the way it works. You don't want to get rid of it. I keep trying to attract its attention and see if maybe might warm up a little bit, but so far no luck. Okay, KD2CYX, when are you turn again with the CBS retirees? W2BOV. Go ahead, Vinny.
W2 Group, KD2CYX. Yeah, Willie, I'm with you on that one, too. we're all the old men, I tell you. Anyway, what the heck, we were all having fun. I remember, George, that tornado as well. It was on, I remember the aftermath, actually. I went to Dyke's Lumber up on 9A, and sure enough, look across, because it's up on a hill, and if you look across 9A to the other side of it, and you see all of those trees just snapped in half, and, you know, what kind of power did it take to do that? And it just was one long line of trees snapped in half, and just an amazing sight. I had never seen anything like it, and that was the first time a tornado ever hit this area. But incredible. And there was one thing I wanted to bring up. I remember the last time I mentioned Green Door, and we found out it was Jim Lowe who sang that song. And I thought he was a one hit wonder. I was interested when you mentioned Bob that. He had made a number of other recordings, which I had no idea, that were hits. And I only remember Green Door. Maybe that was the, I don't know. But and I remember Jim Lowe on the radio, and I remember that, like, he spoke about Green Door a number of times, and probably that was his biggest hit, maybe. But interesting story, put back memories. Hey, Bob, I'm going to send it back to you at W2BOV, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good, Ben. KZ2CYX, W2BOB, and the CBS retiree set. And I remember listening to Mr. Lowe when he had the morning show on WNBC, and he referred to the program as being behind the Green Door. I don't think he did it all that often, but he was... and the fact that it was the number one record on the Billboard chart. So, and a couple of his other recordings also were up high on the charts. So, so he was well known as an entertainer, not just a radio announcer.